This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bill, I want to start with what's more likely, a team that's undefeated now remaining undefeated, or all of these teams that right now we're looking at, whether it's Miami at 6 who are 6-0, or Penn State at 5-0, and Oregon at 5-0, Ohio State, we know they'll play Oregon, 5-0, Texas 5-0. Do all of these teams, is it more likely that they remain undefeated or they end up losing a game or two?
I mean, there's only 8 Power 4 unbeatens remaining, right?
Right.
So
yep.
That number's crazy to me. And that the fact that half of the SEC has one loss.
Yep.
So we kind of wrote this week at Sporting News about that pileup, and it's coming. And I think it's not a matter of how many two-loss teams get in the college football playoff. I think there's going to be a couple three-loss teams. And the more carnage we get and have weekends like we did last weekend where we had, as you guys know, the ones you didn't, nobody expected Vandy to win. I could lie a lot, but I didn't have Vandy or Arkansas, or probably should have had Texas A&M. That one's on me.
We were talking about Alabama yesterday because we have a lot of Bama fans in our metro area, obviously, and they're just like, "Well, Saban wouldn't have lost that game." And I mean, this is DeBoer. I mean, is that part of the learning curve for DeBoer that there's no night off even against the Vandy in the SEC?
I mean, Kirby would feel the same thing, right? Kirby beat Alabama and then lost to Vanderbilt the next week, I think Georgia fans would feel the same way. It's like, I think Kalen more so, though, because he's just got there.
Mm-hmm.
And all that goodwill from beating Georgia is out the door because the typical Alabama fan's going to say, there's no way we lose to Vanderbilt. And I think, you know, maybe that's me living in the Central Ohio bubble, but I know that Ohio State hasn't lost to an unranked team since 2018. Is the last Georgia loss to an unranked team that South Carolina game about 5 years ago? It's been a long time.
Right.
It has. Do you think Clemson has turned their season around? I mean, they looked god-awful against Georgia, and now it looks like they are in contention where we thought they might be. They're currently ranked 10th. They've been, you know, moving up the rankings, but they look so much better than what we saw in week one. Have they turned their program around?
Clemson, yes. They're ranked 10th. That caught me by surprise. I thought they were higher. Cade Klubnik's got it put together, doesn't he? He has 12 touchdown passes. They're running the ball effectively. I think we've seen Georgia do that to Oregon and then Oregon go on and have a great season. And I think within the ACC, there still has to be a little bit of intimidation factor within that conference with Clemson because they've been dominant for so long within the ACC. So for me, it's Miami's good. Good, Pitt's good, but if you're asking me to pick the ACC champion today, I would probably pick Clemson.
I know that Miami's been living dangerously, as Bill Bender, Georgia's guy, senior college football writer for the Sporting News, finding a way, and some would say the ACC refs are kind of making sure that there's a standard bearer for this program. I'm going to keep it, since you mentioned Ohio State, I'm going to keep it with a big game this weekend. Dan Lanning is 7-5 against top 25 teams as a head coach. Do you think that they can get it done? I mean, he goes and gets the stud quarterback, steals it from Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. I mean, if not now, when for the third-ranked Oregon Ducks?
Yeah, huge game for Dan Lanning. And a huge game for the Big Ten, you know, for a guy like me that grew up in that and the traditional nature of it. There's a trend to watch this weekend, and I dug this trend up. So from 2000 to 2023, before this season, when the Big Ten team went out to play a Pac-12 team in a regular season game, their record, believe it or not, 10-31. That's horrible. So, you know, that's why last weekend Michigan going out to Washington, aside from the quarterback situation, was not surprising. So for me, there's a little bit of pressure on Ohio State to go out there and win and prove that it's a complete team, which I saw on Saturday. And for Penn State to go out to USC and win, you know, at the Coliseum. It's a big year for Penn State. Mm-hmm. USC back against the wall after a second loss. And you're seeing it, right? You're seeing the Pac-12 schools come over to the Midwest, and they haven't had a lot of success so far.
No, they really haven't. I wanted to ask you about the perception nationally of Georgia, because Mike and I have been talking today about a story here locally where one of their wide receivers, his name's Kobe Young, starter, was arrested. And we've seen, you know, this happen, whether it's reckless driving, speeding, obviously the history over the last 4 or 5 years for Georgia with these kinds of incidents has continued to rise. What is the national perception, or does it even play, in your opinion, when people think about Georgia and where this program is right now?
Well, it's two separate stories. The off-the-field arrest, I mean, as they pile up, it's become a little bit of a national punchline. And I don't, you know, there will probably be more, but the total's pretty high. And I think that's something to keep in mind. It's a tagline that Urban Meyer dealt with at Florida. And I'm not saying these are the same things, but as that total goes up, you experience that. On the field, I mean, the concern I would have for Georgia on the field is the running attack hasn't been dominant in SEC play. They're averaging over a shade over 3 yards per carry. And I'm so used to watching Georgia just maul people with that running game, and it sets up everything else. And I mean, unless you guys are closer to it than me, am I missing something there? I think they got to get that running game. This is a good week to do it too,
right,
where you get that right against Mississippi State before you get into the what is a lot of meat left on the schedule.
Yeah, and they've been slow starters, Bill. As Bill Better joins us from Sporting News, they've had slow starts, and you're right, the run game. We thought that Trevor Etienne was going to be a rock star, and he did miss a game for a sort of a quasi-suspension against Clemson, alluding to off-field issues. But yeah, just not having that much. And the thing is, the superstar defensive like guy is going to be a first or second overall pick in the draft. They don't have that guy on the defense right now, and I think that's the difference in the DNA from the championship teams.
Yeah, and I think that's something to keep in mind. And then on defense, they're fine, though. I mean, it's, again, taking care of business when you have to. That wasn't always pretty against Auburn last week, but they were not on the front page last week, and that's a good thing, right? Alabama was on the front page, and Tennessee was probably on the bottom of the front page for that loss at Arkansas. And, you know, one of the things I'm curious about with the SEC in general is I don't think you can pass those losses off as, oh, it's just tough to win week in, week out in the SEC. You got to take care of business at Vanderbilt. You got to take care of business at Arkansas if you're Tennessee, if you want me to believe that you are a top 10 team. But maybe that's a product of maybe this year in particular, outside of Ohio State and Texas so far, I'm not sure anybody has lived up to the billing of a no doubt national championship caliber team. And those two schools have a long way to go before we even get to the playoffs.
Bill, tell me what you think about the Longhorns. In 2 weeks, I mean, it's Miss State this week for Georgia, and then they play at Austin. The deepest team, best team, what are your thoughts? The quarterback situation is certainly good when yours coming back, and obviously Arch Manning showing he can do the job.
Yeah, I mean, I saw them at Michigan. I went to that game and watched them dismantle the Wolverines in impressive fashion. Quinn Ewers looked really good doing it, and then he gets hurt. And best case scenario, you get a couple starts for Arch, who had a 200.4 passer rating in those starts. That's pretty incredible. I think they've answered the questions about the running back injuries. Though Jaden Blue puts it on the turf a little bit. And then defensively, they're pretty good. And so it all comes together. They haven't really been pushed or challenged yet. And, you know, I think they'll get a little bit of a challenge against Oklahoma. But just knowing and watching that game over the years, where it's typically a one-score game, anytime I see like a 15-point spread, and I know Texas beat them 49-0 a couple years ago, but I think it'll play out a little bit closer than that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, by the way, I'm looking at the Power Five. I guess the team that maybe gets sneaks in, not sneaks, if we don't talk about Iowa State, they're undefeated. Yeah. Their schedule is pretty freaking easy. So I guess other than that, SMU is now technically the ACC. They're 5-1.
That's right.
So there could be. Do you still think that when the College Football Playoff Committee meets in this uncharted territory, that there's going to be chalk and we're going to go with the big boy schools, period?
Well, Iowa State's playing grimy right now. They're doing it with defense and not a flashy formula, but that Big 12 is another. Who do you pick?
Right.
There's six teams with one loss, and we get – I'm telling you, this is a not-so-fearless prediction. If Colorado finds a way to beat Kansas State, the hype machine will come back because they will look like – that's a Kansas State's one of the Big 12 favorites still, mm-hmm. and Colorado can pull off that victory. They'd be undefeated in conference play, and it'll be off the chain again. So I think that Utah and Iowa State, it's not even a given this weekend. They go to West Virginia at night, and the Mountaineers are playing a little bit better. That's been a fun race to watch, but I felt like about it how I felt all season, that it's not quite at the caliber of the SEC and the Big Ten.
All right, last thing for me, Bill, before we let you go, and check out Bill Bender. Follow him, guys, senior college football writer. Are you familiar with Project Rudy?
I just took a look at that from Ross Dellinger this morning, and, you know, Super League stuff's been written, and I don't think the talk about a Super League is going anywhere because it's fascinating. And it's, you know, I made this comparison. The SEC is kind of like the AFC right now.
Mm.
One undefeated team, crazy games. I mean, to me, I made the comparison. Did Arkansas-Tennessee feel a little bit like the Cardinals beating the 49ers?
A little bit.
Yeah, it's interesting. We'll definitely dive into it. Bill, thanks so much for jumping on with us, man. We appreciate it. It's been a fun college football season so far. We're just getting started. It's going to be a lot more to get to, so thanks again.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.